for calling Local Slash. This is Ia. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling to verify my listing.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Let me just go ahead and pull up your account. Give me just one moment here. Okay. All right. I'm just waiting for the system to completely load up. Just one moment. I'm so sorry. Okay. I think I got everything pulled up. This is for all you need cleaning service. And, oh, it looks like we do have the option for the phone verification. Let me just verify real quick. All right. Okay, I'm just waiting for the system to trigger that verification for me. Just hold on for one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Marie, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you, Marie. And yes, for the verification, it looks like it'll be sent to 419-473-0461. Do you have that phone with you?
No, because that phone's been shut off. I told the lady that the last time. I don't have that phone anymore. I don't have that phone number anymore. I can't use that phone number. So that phone number cannot be used for anything relating to the business.
I see. Well, it looks like that phone verification is available since we are claiming that listing. So, yeah. Hold on. Let me see if we have other option other than that.
You can't just change the phone number?
Well, apparently we can't because that verification is to claim that listing that's associated with the existing one, and the existing one has that phone number. But I'm checking other information, such as email. Probably we can do that. Give me just one
You can't
moment.
Use that email either because that email has a Yahoo attached to it.
No, I mean if it's going to let me send a code through a different email, like an active email. So I'm checking on it right now, okay? All right, Marie, just give me a minute. I'll reach out to our Google team. But here, before I do that, your active email, is it the allyouneed@gmail or allyouneed@yahoo?
Allyouneed@gmail.
Okay, thank you so much. Just give me one moment, please. I'll put it. Okay, Melissa, thank you so much for waiting. Eventually, this check, it looks like we can only send the code to an email associated to agitatorial@toledo.com. But we'll reach out to Google to have other ways to verify, since that phone number, well, it's no longer available. So probably the best option would be a postcard or a video verification. So I'm following up right now. If it's okay, I can call you back once I get the option. So I can provide you further instructions.
Hold on a second. First of all, we have a terrible connection, but are you saying that the account that I'm paying for has to continue to have a bad phone number because we have to wait for the mail?
Here, right now, what we are, let's see, because it looks like, give me just 1 second. I needed to review this account really quick. There's a duplicate account for all the cleaning services. So what we're trying to do is basically combine them, or what do you call this, merge them together so we can get rid of the one that has that wrong phone number. So for us to be able to get rid of that, we will have to do this verification.
Okay, and you can't send it to my Gmail account?
Apparently I can, because that is the thing, because here, those verification is connected to the one that we are claiming right now, so the information that's in there, that's the only information that we can use, if that makes sense. So we'll have to reach out to Google and inform them that the phone number is not working anymore, so we'll have to have other ways to have it verified.
Yeah, it's not making sense.
So here, when we try to claim a listing, it's not giving us an option just to manually enter a phone number. We will have to use the number that Google is providing us on that existing Google Business profile. So
Google's providing the phone number?
Yes, because it's the phone number registered to it. I don't have a way to bypass that.
So it's not my phone number?
It is the 0461, which you mentioned is no longer working, right?
It's no longer a number that I was allowed to keep when I moved. It was my number, my business number, for 30 years.
I understand. So with that, since that is the number that's currently registered to the Google Business Profile, I don't have a way to bypass that. We have to reach out to Google to give us another way to.
But even though in that ad there is a mobile number in there, somewhere, correct?
That is the phone number.
A 356-8423. Isn't there a 356-8423 number in there?
Here, let me just reopen the other profiles that we have, or the Google Business profiles. Give me just 1 moment. it. I had trouble accessing it. It seems like I had a wrong password to access our listing. But yes, we have the 419-356-8423.
Okay. That is a good viable number that I now use for the business.
Right. I understand. So again, what we're trying to do here, Marie, is to get rid of another Google business profile that has your old numbers. We're trying to claim it so we can merge them together so there's only one existing online. So
can't you just dump the old one and use the new one?
Well, we have to merge it. We have to claim it first because it has the same name, so it's going to have a conflict when it comes to algorithm.
Okay, just send the postcard.
Okay. We'll do that. I'll go ahead and reach out to our Google team, okay?
What address are you sending it to?
The address that we have on file is 5166 Monroe Street, Suite 304.
305.
Okay. I'll go ahead and update the address on file as well. So 304 is no longer associated with...
Nope, because I moved. So it's 305.
Right. Okay. No problem. I'll have it updated to 305, okay? And we'll
okay.
send a postcard once Google gives us the go signal. Okay. Thank you so much
okay.
for your time. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.